Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the
Issues. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board with us today as once again we face the issues. By the way, let me apologize for a technical issue yesterday on yesterday's broadcast. Cut us off about halfway through the broadcast. It was not that we shut you off or that you shut us off, but Comcast had a burnout on their router and prevented us from having our signal. But I am thankful that it's back up and going today, and I'm thankful that you've joined us. We always look forward to have your dialogue and discussion as we discuss serious issues. We'll be asking the question today, did President Donald Trump lead in an insurrection on January the 6th of 2021? Is that what he did? That's what they're wanting to charge him with. Is that true or false? Can we trust what the government says? I know, ladies and gentlemen, it was the Ronald Reagan that referring to Russia, he says, we must trust but verify. I believe that we need to question whatever the government does today. I believe we need to ask the question, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC and the others, do they have an ultimate goal and agenda that we're not being told as American citizens today? We're going to have a deep discussion about the so-called insurrection. Insurrection, simply where we had a bunch of American citizens there for a demonstration, and that's called an insurrection. Was it really an insurrection that President Trump absolutely orchestrated? Is it something that took place outside the knowledge and or power and authority of our president at the time? We'll talk about that today, ladies and gentlemen. And you might say, well, why is that important to a Christian? If they can do that to hundreds of men that's sitting in the jail cell in D.C. today, if they can charge them and incarcerate them without due process and without a trial, if they can undermine and destroy an election of re-election of President Donald J. Trump, what is it that they could not do to the average citizen in America today? So therefore, we need to seriously question what is taking place, why it's taking place, and what we need to do as American citizens. We have a very special guest we're going to introduce in a moment after our brief monologue. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's called the Bible. I call it the truth book. Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then the Lord Jesus himself goes on in John 14, 6 and says, I am truth. Further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17, 17, thy word is truth. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth that we need to seek, and we find the truth only in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, made the statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be so apropos and truthful today. I sit in amazement listening to some of the things that AOC and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer say to the media, and many multitudes across America believe what they're saying. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to question it today, because our constitutional republic's in deep, deep trouble if we allow them to continue the trek that they're on in the prosecutorial goal of calling President Trump an insurrectionist and trying to prevent him from running for future office. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, love the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, every day on this broadcast, we seek to defend the truth and stand for the truth and love the truth and tell the truth. I believe that it's time Americans recognize the grave need, the serious responsibility of Christians to be watchmen on the wall, telling the truth and defending the truth and standing for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a full staff, knowledgeable staff of those that can answer your questions about professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number for your contact today is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, dialogue, and discussion on this very, very serious issue. Did President Trump lead an insurrection January the 6th of 2021? I'm persuaded, ladies and gentlemen, that too many of our citizens today, too many professing Christians, will believe and trust government more than believing and trusting in God. There are those today that will believe what MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and the Communist Network News will say more than they'll believe what is told from a pulpit about the Word of God. Multitudes would rather embrace government than embracing the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. The Bible is challenged, it is disbelieved, it is questioned today, and yet the government says something, and it seems that believers and conservatives want to embrace it. The government will tell you that there's a COVID pandemic. The government will tell you there's a need for lockdown. Government will tell you that there's a need for the mask to be worn. Government will tell us that there needs to be social distancing. The government will tell us that the COVID jabs are safe, notwithstanding the fact that over 1 million people have been harmed and hurt just in America alone, and about 65,000 to 75,000 killed as a result of the COVID jab. Most Americans do not research it. They simply do not question it, but simply accept and submit to whatever the government says. The government says lockdown, they do. The government says close the churches, and pastors and Christians close the churches. Do the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democratic Party have a hidden agenda? I believe that Christians have blindly trusted, believed government lies far too long. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe the Biden administration has a 100% track record of lying to us. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC and the other three, as I like to call it, across the board, have one single, simple, verifiable goal, and that is to undermine, to weaken, to destroy our Bill of Rights and our constitutional republic. That's the goal. That's the agenda. They do this, and they will say anything and do anything in order to convince we the people that what they're saying and doing is apropos and that we should simply believe them and follow what they're saying. Ladies and gentlemen, that is simply dangerous in our society today. And I am concerned because the longer we sit in silence, the more we refuse to question what government says, the deeper and deeper in the quagmire that we cannot extricate ourselves from, it becomes looming possible even in the day in which we're living. Ladies and gentlemen, the Nancy Pelosi concocted story of the insurrection charge on January the 6th of 2021 on the Capitol has one goal and one goal only, one purpose and one purpose only, and that's to ultimately, officially, find President Donald Trump guilty of insurrection. Why would they want to do that? Because, ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk about it further in this broadcast today. The 14th Amendment allows that. The 14th Amendment, if ill applied in today's culture, can make it look as though President Trump is not qualified to run for re-election or to take any public office in the future. That's the goal. That's the agenda. That's where it's all going, and what they call the January the 6th commission that's supposed to be investigating it. But ladies and gentlemen, they're investigating people that had nothing to do with January 6th, that were not even there at the Capitol grounds on January 6th. They're doing it to get to the root, the bottom of undermining and destroying President Donald J. Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason we need to be very careful with who we elect. We need to be very careful on how we vet those that we're going to place our confidence in and place in public office in the leadership role locally, statewide, or nationally. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about this today, is because their single focus, Nancy Pelosi leading the charge in the so-called insurrection January the 6th commission and the investigatory hearings that's going on. Today we have dozens, hear me, ladies and gentlemen, we have dozens of men in prison, in jail, in the D.C. jails, having been charged but never given the due process. They're in rotting, deplorable conditions that's locked up against our Constitution. I'm looking at an article, and I'll read this and then introduce our guest for today. This article says, Democrats quietly plot to use provisions of the Constitution to bar President Trump from holding political office in the future. About one dozen Democratic lawmakers have been quietly speaking out using a constitutional mechanism to prevent President Trump from ever becoming president again, according to The Hill News reporting. Harvard Law School professor Lawrence Tribe, T-R-I-B-E, a left-leaning constitutional scholar, told The Hill that some members of Congress and their staffs have quietly sought his advice on how the Constitution could be used to thwart Trump's ever holding office again. Some of those lawmakers include Jerry Nadler, Democrat, New York; Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Democrat, Florida; Jamie Raskin, Democrat, Maryland, according to the report. The effort is focused on using a provision of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment against Trump and others who they claim participated in the events of January the 6th. That provision reads, and I'll read you, the provision is found in Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. No person shall be a senator or representative in Congress or elector or president and vice president or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States or as a member of any state legislature or any executive or judicial officer of any state to support the Constitution of the United States shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. This article further states Democrats first floated using the provision against Trump last January before they instituted their second attempt at impeachment, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to have with us today a citizen, a patriot, a conservative Christian Republican with us today on this broadcast. We welcome to our microphones today Congressman, former District 1 Republican legislator from the state of Florida. We're delighted to have today Mike Hill with us. Congressman Hill, thank you for joining us today.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be on your show, and I always enjoy hearing your opening monologue because you are always right on target with what you are saying, and I agree with you 100%.
I am thankful that we can, if you please, search enough and dig enough that we can find the truth. Because, Congressman, if we had to depend on Communist Network News and the other sources out there, that, and I said recently on a broadcast back eons ago, we'd sit and watch the black and white television set. Some of the channels had snow on it only, but the channels that you could see, we'd sit and watch the news thinking that we're being told the truth. That's what's happening. In these recent years, we've come to realize that we've been fed distortion and things that were simply diatribe and untrue. We're finding that more today than perhaps in the history of our nation. Congressman Hill, I'm going to ask you several questions. Then we're going to have another caller that's already holding. We'll let them enter the dialogue and discussion with us. Congressman Hill, could the riots at Capitol Hill on January the 6th, 2021, be considered an insurrection? If so, why? And if not, why not?
I would say absolutely not. And if you look up the definition of an insurrection, the dictionary will tell you it is a violent uprising against a government or other established authority. There was no violent uprising against our government. It was not an insurrection. For the left to brazenly use that lie is beyond the pale. An insurrection is what you see going on when, like Castro did in Cuba, where they'll do armed forces to attack the government. Nothing like that at all happened on January 6th. President Trump used the words to, he said, peacefully and patriotically go to the Capitol and protest, which they had the constitutional right to do. The First Amendment to our Constitution says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or, get this, or of the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. And that's what they were doing. Several hundred thousand people came to Washington, D.C. because they wanted to protest what they saw on November 3rd, the stealing of an election. And they went there, and they were there peaceably. And they walked over towards the Capitol peaceably. It was not an insurrection. And we are seeing, Dr. Youngblood, now evidence of FBI informants who were in that crowd. They even named one. His name is Ray Epps, who was in that crowd urging people to be violent and to storm those Capitol doors. And that is what they did. Those informants were the ones who were causing all that to go on. We know there were Antifa people who were mixed in with that crowd, dressed up as if they were Trump supporters, who were the real agitators. And then once they did get past the fencing, the guardrails that were there, the Capitol Police were opening doors and letting people in, escorting them in. That was not an insurrection. And this whole January 6th committee, this sham committee, is trying to look at it and call it an insurrection, which is patently false.
Absolutely. In fact, it is being touted as an insurrection, even by Biden. Here's an article that says, Biden calls Capitol insurrection a dagger at the throat of our democracy. In blistering marks on January the 6th anniversary, President Joe Biden on Thursday forcefully condemned Donald Trump's relentless election overturning efforts that sparked the deadly breach of the Capitol by his supporters and continues to motivate deep national division. He marked the anniversary by saying the rioters held a dagger at the throat of democracy but failed to succeed. It goes further, says, for the first time in our history, a president not just lost an election, but he tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power as a violent mob breached the Capitol, Biden said. You can't love your country only when you win, Biden says as a footnote. And Congressman, you touched on Ray Epps, and I'll touch on this and then take our caller. Ray Epps was in the Capitol, literally not just in the confines around the Capitol, but actually in the Capitol 20 minutes before President Trump finished his Capitol speech there on January the 6th. So we'll talk more about that in a moment. But there's a problem when they refuse to identify Ray Epps. They refuse to interrogate him. They refuse to incarcerate him, as they have hundreds of others that's now in the deplorable conditions in D.C. jails. I believe we have another caller on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
You know, if January 6th, if it were an insurrection, it would be the most poorly planned insurrection in all of human history. Keep in mind, we have the most armed civilian population on the face of the planet. I mean, literally, we have the largest standing army, if you will, if all those registered hunters all of a sudden took to arms and said, hey, we're gonna overthrow this government, yet not a single person brought a gun with them. You know, those folks were there to have their voices heard, about 99% of them. And then there were a handful of CIA, FBI, Antifa, BLM, and a few folks that didn't have their marbles that decided to do some stupid things. However, that being said, at the end of the day, again, 99.9% of those folks just wanted their voices heard. The questions that need to be asked that won't be asked so long as, Cheney's the one asking the questions. The questions that need to be asked are, who ordered the opening of the doors? Who ordered doors to be abandoned, walked away from when they were presently secure? Who refused the 10 to 20,000 National Guard troops that were authorized by the Trump administration to be deployed within D.C. to provide security for January 6th? You know, we already know the answers to these questions, but those questions won't even be asked within that committee. Because when you answer the questions, you realize the Democrats had a plan from the get-go to create the chaos, just like they did in 2016 leading up to the election. They had a Russia, Russia, Russia plot already schemed out in order to hamstring an administration for 4 years, an absolute conspiracy to commit to defraud the nation of a presidency for 4 years, to destroy the presidency of Donald Trump for 4 years, and that's what they did. You know, the $40 billion investigation from Mueller was all intended to hamstring the administration. You know, he said, Donald Trump said the other night that he had to basically save the country and survive himself. You know, when you're fighting for your life to survive because you're getting investigations that every single day request another 10,000 documents, and you've got 50 different attorneys trying to defend you while you're also trying to administer the basic needs of the country, the basic requirements that are put upon you according to Article 2 within the Constitution of the United States. That's a tough job. So the plan was already in place to create the havoc, the chaos, to be able to paint all Republicans, all conservatives, all Trump voters as insurrectionists, as terrorists. I mean, we have the militarization of every government agency against conservatives and conservative Christians, Republicans today. I mean, they're after moms and dads that stand up at school board meetings. If you do anything that's outside the bounds of their totalitarian dictatorial controls, then you're a terrorist. This does not end well. If they continue to pursue this course, it does not end well. And I'll say one more thing. I am going to have to go before too long. This Ray Epps fella, for years we had signs up around this country that said, who is John Galt? You know, it was based on the Ayn Rand book in 1957, Atlas Shrugged. And it was a warning about the spread of Marxism, about the spread of socialism, communism. Ayn Rand, basically she felt the pinch on that, and that book Atlas Shrugged warned people, and the question was, who is John Galt today? Who is Ray Epps? That's a question that must be answered, and when our government can't answer who is this person, and our government can't say how many FBI agents were in the crowd, our government can't answer the question, how many agents did damage, not only called for, but did damage on January 6th. They can't answer that question. There's a problem when the FBI and DOJ is asked that question by a U.S. senator, and they cannot answer the question. There's a problem.
Absolutely. Greg, hold a moment. Congressman Hill, we heard a long list of things that we need to consider in that. Out of what you just heard, how would you respond to it? And what would we say to our listeners today that ought to be our modus operandi in what we do and say?
Well, the caller said a number of things which were accurate, which I agree with. I would like to expound one of the things he said at the beginning of his comments, and that is how heavily armed the U.S. citizens' population is. There are more people who own firearms, by the way, legally and justifiably, and a God-given right to own a firearm to protect yourself, your family, and your property. Here's the thing. It is such a heavily armed citizenry that they did not find a single gun in Washington, D.C. on January 6th amongst all those people who were there. Hundreds of thousands. Not a single gun was there. There was only one gun that was fired, and that was by a Capitol Police officer who shot and killed an unarmed Air Force veteran, Ashley Babbitt. By the way, he had no justification for shooting her. Simply because she was crawling through a window, she was not causing any bodily harm to that police officer or to anyone in their vicinity. And he had no justification for shooting her. And by the way, no charges have been brought against him. He's getting off scot-free. It is a shame of what we're seeing here, this neglect of jurisprudence and neglect of doing things properly, following the rule of law in our country. And we're seeing it now with this sham January 6th commission that Nancy Pelosi put together, which, by the way, is acting illegally and was eventually put together illegally because it goes against the House rules that were set up to select the committee. It was supposed to have been from members of both sides, Democrats and Republicans, but Pelosi rejected the ones that the Republicans put forward and selected her own, her never-Trumpers, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. That's who she selected to put on a committee. That is in no way a bipartisan committee. And what they are doing is brazenly illegal, where they are calling these subpoenas for American citizens who had nothing to do with January 6th, are causing them to come before, calling them to come before this committee, and many rightfully are refusing to do so.
Yeah, you mentioned that, and I'm looking at articles. It's Mike Lindell has filed suit against Nancy Pelosi because of her vengeful committee subpoena of his phone records. Mike Lindell wasn't even there, and we'll read the little of that article in a moment. But, Greg, you said you had to go in a moment. What kind of footnote would you like to add to what you've said? And then Congressman Hill and I will take it from the top of the news. But give your footnote before you go.
Yes, absolutely. Of course, Pelosi, by discounting Jordan and the other one and replacing them with Liz Cheney and adding Kinzinger, did create a circumstance where that entire committee, it's a sham. It's not lawfully authorized under the rules of the House, based as they were at the time the committee began. And Kinzinger, I mean, he's picked. Liz Cheney and Kinzinger were picked because they're never Trumpers. And Kinzinger has exposed the fraud that he really is. He is absolute fraud. You know, when it comes to Ray Epps, this person we have on video doing these things, calling for the violence, calling for the invasion of the Capitol, and then actually entering the Capitol, Kinzinger says Ray Epps didn't commit any, apparently, obviously, didn't commit any crime, so it's completely appropriate that he was not held by the FBI, is no longer on their wanted list. And I guess they don't even want to hear from Ray Epps. They don't even want to hear from Ray Epps. So Kinzinger and Cheney as well, they're both frauds. They should not be on this committee. This committee is completely invalid on the face. If they subpoenaed me or you or anybody, I'd say, you know what, don't go. It may cost you $250,000 in attorney's fees, but don't go and challenge the validity of the committee itself because it is completely invalid. They'll not ask the questions or do the right work to actually come to the conclusion necessary, and that's, yeah, this should never happen again. This should never happen again. But it wasn't an insurrection, and certainly it didn't even meet the level of violence of any one of the 400 or 500 protests that turned into riots across the United States in the year 2020.
Yes.
It's a sham, and to be called out for what it is. And thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for calling. Congressman, hold on for just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, you have the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back.
Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.